ना पुलिने कदंब कानाने की हेरिनु साखी आजा
Translation of this beautiful song. Thakur Bhaktivinoda is writing, "Oh Sakhi, my dear girlfriend, what have I seen today? In a kadamba tree grove on the bank of the Jamuna river, a beautiful blackish boy holding a long flute named Bamsi is seated upon a throne of jewels, performing his pastimes as the king of all transcendental mellow, Rasraj. Krishna is performing his amorous pastimes, which are just like a waterfall of nectar. Sri Radha and Sri Hari are surrounded by their dearmost attendants, and the eight chief gopis who are situated upon the eight petals of the jeweled altar. By singing sweet songs and dancing nicely, all the gopis satisfy the treasured divine couple. Thus his beautiful female energies behold Krishna's amorous pastimes expanding throughout the splendorous forest. For the sake of testing the mellows of such pastimes, I will not go to my home, but will instead enter the forest. O readers, just worship the Lord of Braja, renouncing all hesitation due to fear of family members. This is a humble submission of Bhakti Vinod. Please do not take wrong purport of these statements of Bhakti Vinod. So as I was mentioning to you, the beautiful bank of Jamuna river where Krishna has performed unlimited pastimes. And these pastimes, when Thakur Bhaktivinoda ji is writing here, it is not just a theoretical knowledge. He is seeing those beautiful pastimes taking place. And then he is narrating what he is seeing. He is singing this song as a Sakhi. What he is saying in the beginning? Oh Sakhi, oh my dear girlfriend, what have I seen today? So he is also behaving or talking or assuming that he is a woman. Actually, he is Kamal Manjari. Kamal Manjari is a Sakhi of Krishna who is incarnated in Kali Yuga as Thakur Bhakti Vinod, who became magistrate in British government time. So, what is he mentioning here is again that mood of servant of servant, Sakhi Bhav. And in the Sakhi Bhav, when one attains, one realizes the beautiful glory of Sri Vrindavan Dham and the pastime that are taking place over here. So he is saying that, when he is saying that, Ami Tyoji Kula Laj Bhaja Braja Raj, to worship Krishna, I want to give up my family. That doesn't mean that I want to give my family physically. That means I want to give up my attachment. And that attachment is the material attachment. If the family members are devotees, the attachment to them is very much glorifiable. It's glorious. But to keep material attachment to family members is detrimental to spiritual life. So while performing our loving duties to our family members, then we get detached from family members from material point of view. Then we can bhaja braja raj, we can worship the Lord very beautifully. So he is saying that the fear means the fear of attachment, asakti. It is not the fear of wife or husband or children, you know. The fear of the attachment to them. Kunti Devi was such a great devotee. She had such love for Pandavas. She loved them so much that she sacrificed getting into fire. And she also took two children of Madri. And with 3 and plus 2, 5 children, she gave up the desire to enter the fire. So much she had love for her children. And then she walked back to Hastinapur to take shelter of Hastinapur again. But when she is praying to Krishna, what she is saying? Ki my attachment to Vrishni dynasty, my attachment to Yadu dynasty, please Krishna sever all those attachments. So is she a hypocrite? And one place she is loving her children, so attached to them, so much in pain to see them suffer, and at one point saying, sever my attachments to all this. There has to be a spiritual understanding of these statements. When she says that, if I am attached to my children in the material sense, please sever that attachment. If I am attached to them as devotees of Krishna, keep that attachment. Let it grow further. But that is only the true relationships in the world. Now we may not be blood related, or we may be blood related. But if the relationship in the blood, out of blood, if it is spiritual, it is eternal and it is meaningful. If it is not spiritual, it is material, it is going to end here very soon. Even within our lifetimes, the relations is actually end in the form of, you know, loving sentiment. It ends. Within life also it ends. What to speak? Children leave us, and husband leave us, and wives leave us, and parents leave us, and friends leave us. At times of difficulty, no one stays with us. So what is it? It's already severed. It's already gone. So material relationships end with time. And spiritual relationships, even if they are not blood concerned, they continue forever. So whatever bondages we have, you may be teachers in the school and you develop spiritual bondage with fellow teachers, it is going to be eternal. It is going to be the beginning of the eternal life in spiritual world. So we are coming together in various capacities here. It's not just accident. It is Lord's arrangement. Maybe in the form of a job, I have joined hospital in the form of a job, you have joined Gopal's garden, and various reasons are there. But the innermost reason of all the reasons is spiritual. To bring us at the lotus feet of Krishna, to bring us close to the devotees of Krishna, to bring us the love for Krishna. That's why we have been brought together. Otherwise, why we should come to Vrindavan as a picnic of Gopal's garden? We can go to Mathiran, we can go to Lonavala, you know, we can go to Kulu Manali. Now we have come to Vrindavan so that we develop our bond in loving relationship spiritually with each other and in the end with Krishna. If we are unable to develop relationship with devotees in this world, there is no question of developing relationship with Krishna. Because in the form of devotees, first Krishna comes to you. And you cannot relate to them, you find faults in them, then there is no hope for us to develop relationship with Krishna. If you are able to develop relationship with Krishna, then surely Krishna will award his wonderful loving relationship with us, to us. So Thakur Bhakti Vinod is expressing his desire that he wants to participate, witness, relish the beautiful pastimes of Krishna, giving up his material bondage to his family members and then entering with no bondage, free of all bondage, entering into the pastimes of the Lord to assist him as Sakhi. So similarly, at this place, there is a beautiful pastime has taken place. This is Chirghat. There are many Chirghats in Vrindavan Dham. There is one Chirghat near Ramghat also, near Bhaigaon. And one Chirghat here also. There is nothing like true Chirghat and false Chirghat. Huh? Both are true Chirghat only. So people say this is not true Chirghat. Here also Krishna has stolen the clothes of gopis. The story goes like this, that you know Vedas, there are many Vedas, four Vedas, main four Vedas were. And then there was one Veda before then divided into four Vedas for convenience sake. But the Vedas, they describe only external aspect of the Lord and describe more about Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda and Siddha Kanda and so many processes of attaining. But Vedas do not describe about Shuddha Bhakti for Krishna, somehow or other. That has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam. That has been told by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. That has been told by Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. And then the Acharyas have condensed the essence of all these scriptures. But as per se, the Vedas do not have, they have not described the process of Shuddha Bhakti. That's why it is not considered to be a scripture of Shuddha Bhakti. So these Vedas also are persons, you know, they are not. They are also ladies, they are also people. So these Vedas, they went to Krishna and they begged Krishna that please award us some devotion. We have not described you in loving devotion. So by the mercy of Krishna, they were awarded gopi birth into the village of Nandagaon. This story comes in Garga Samhita. So they became Shruti Gopis. Shruti means Vedas. Shruti means knowledge which is to be heard through ears. That's called Shruti. And people who remember, they're called Shruti Dharas. They remember what they hear from the way of ears, the medium of ears. So this Shruti, they became Gopis. So they're called Shruti Gopis. So Shruti Gopis took birth in the houses of many Gopalas, many cowherd men in Nandagaon. And thus, they would get a chance to go to Nanda Bhavan in the house of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj to witness Krishna and to assist Yashoda Mata in menial services to Krishna. They may not serve Krishna directly, but they may, you know, collect the cow dung cakes, they may collect the butter and take from one place to another, they may make wicks for aarti, they may make the plate ready, they may put Krishna in one place, Krishna's clothes in place, they may wash it, they may fold it, they may give Mother Yashoda, they may prepare jhula for Krishna, and then all those kind of services. So sweep the house and keep the matkas ready and keep the old discarded matkas and all kinds of services they would do. But in the process of doing all these things, they would get chance to see Krishna. But still, they had not attained the full mercy of Krishna in the form of loving relationships. So they saw that Jamuna Devi, our dear Jamuna Devi flowing close by here, she is a Phatrani of Krishna, one of the eight principal queens. The fifth number is Jamuna Devi. I'll tell you the story how she got married. So this Jamuna Devi was known, they came to know Jamuna Devi is very powerful. Krishna loves her like anything. So these Shruti Gopis took shelter of Jamuna Devi, worshipped her and begged her to be merciful upon her. Jamuna Devi was very pleased with their service, and Jamuna Devi bestowed blessings upon all these gopis, and he told the gopis that you will attain the mercy of Krishna very soon. And from few days time, these gopis, Shruti gopis, came to take bath in Jamuna here. And when Krishna came here and stole the clothes of these gopis, that was the first blessing upon them. People, the most misunderstood pastime of Krishna is this, along with Rasleela. What kind of Lord is this? So immoral. He does immoral activities. But the very activity of stealing clothes of gopis, meaning accepting them as his wives. So they took bath and Krishna stole their clothes, and they were very happy. Finally Krishna accepted them. And from the fifth day, from that day, Krishna allowed them to enter Rasleela. Only after 4-5 days. So by the mercy of Jamuna, they got mercy of Krishna, and by mercy of Krishna, they were able to enter within 5 days the Sharadiya Rasa Purnima dance. So that is Chirghat here. So the beautiful tree, you can see, very unique branching and unique divisions and leaves, so sacred. And what is the meaning of stealing clothes? These are the clothes of ego, lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, intoxication, the material power. Kaam, krodha, lobha, mad, moha, matsar. These are the clothes Krishna is stealing. Krishna is not a lusty fellow. The way we think others are doing the same way. When we see others through our eyes, then we see the way we are doing ourselves, that way we think of others, that they must be doing the same way. So we open the dabba and steal the laddus. So when we see our uncle going in the room, we may think he also must be stealing laddus. Because we steal laddus. We eat laddus after stealing them. So the way we are, we think the world is like that. So people think that if I was with some women alone, what I would do, maybe Krishna is doing the same thing. That is why they criticize him. But this is not material, what we see. That's why it is said that Krishna's pastimes cannot be understood by everybody on earth. One has to have the blessings of Acharyas, the explanation of Acharyas, and sincere heart, pure heart, trying to at least be pure at heart, then some understanding which is truthful will come to all of us. So through the clothes of gopis, Krishna is actually stealing our ego, our lust, our anger, our attachment to the material world, our divided mind, which is divided about many things in the world, and making us pure. So he did that pastime first, and then he let them go into Rasleela. Because Rasleela again is a pastime where Lord Krishna expresses his topmost of love and loving exchange with the devotees. So for that, the devotee has to be ultimately pure. It just cannot be contaminated. Even demigods, even saintly people cannot enter Rasleela. Lord Shiva came running to enter Rasleela. He was stopped by the gopis. So Mahadev, you know, is Vaishnavana, Yatha Shambhu, is the greatest of all Vaishnavas. But he was told only gopis can enter inside. He was told to go and take bath in Mansarovar, where Radharani cried and shed her tears. So he ran like mad there, he jumped in Mansarovar. He became a gopi. Again he came running. And that time they laughed at him. You know why they laughed at him? But the snakes didn't become gopis. Snakes remained as the snakes. A beautiful woman with beautiful snakes. So they were very much happy because the eagerness that Lord Shiva had to serve Krishna in whichever possible way. So that is the mood which allows one to enter Ras Lila. And that kind of purity one has to have. So Krishna let them first become very pure. See, everybody in Vrindavan also may not be 100% pure. There are levels of purity. One has to be optimally pure to first enter the Leela of Krishna. But in the Leela of Krishna also one gets graduated from one point to another, you know. Suppose we get completely qualified to get freed from cycle of birth and death. Then we don't go straight to Golok Vrindavan. We take birth in a planet in the material world where Krishna is actually performing his pastimes as a Leela. There we get trained under gopis. We get further and further purification, further and further graduation. And then after their full qualification and passing the tests and training by gopis, then we go to Golok Vrindavan to serve. I was reading yesterday the book of Kirtida Devi, a disciple of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And in the offering homage to her, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, her Guru Maharaj writes that I am sure she must have now gone to a planet where Krishna is performing his pastimes. And she must have taken shelter of one gopi who is training her. And I am sure she will get trained under that gopi to serve Radharani and Krishna in perfect way. And then I am sure she will go back to Golok Vrindavan to eternally participate into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So it's a graduation. Within the Leela of Krishna also there are different kind of gopis who are in different positions. They are graduating from one place to another, one stage to another. So this is the way you have to understand the Leela of Chirharan. Chirharan is the mercy of Krishna actually. We all want to be stripped of all the clothes. We all want to be, you know, our clothes should be stolen by Krishna. Our clothes of all these attachments which are covering the soul, separating us from Krishna. We all want to all these things to be stolen by Krishna. But it will be painful for us. Sometimes when Krishna will steal away all these things from us, we will be in pain. We'll lose our relationships, we'll lose our money, we'll lose our property. And when we'll know, why this is happening to me? Why you are doing this to me? At that time actually Krishna is preparing us. So when these things will happen to us, do not cry. Remember Chirghat. That yes, Krishna is stealing bad things from us. Krishna is preparing us to accept us in his fold. So let us beg here, you know, that we want to be coming to you. Steal everything that is unnecessarily attached to our life. Your name is Hari, my Lord. Hari means one who steals away all the things from our life and makes us qualified to enter his services. We do not want to enjoy Rasila, but we want to enter into his service. And if some things are hindrance in the way of his service, we want to pray to Krishna that please, even if it is painful to us, do not hesitate to steal all those things from us and give us the level of tolerance and power of tolerance so that we can tolerate all these things because we are attached to all these things. Let us not be hesitant to accept the mercy of Krishna. Let us not cry when mercy actually comes to us. Mercy may be in the form of pain to us and separation and stealing things and losing things. But that is actually good for us. So unless we want that, it will not happen. We also should know what we should want also. Yes, when pain will come, Krishna, you will steal from us so many things. You will give us so much of pains and sufferings. Let us accept it gracefully, thankfully. Thank you, my Lord. I know that you are doing it for our benefit. Jesus Christ says, the cup that you have given me, why shouldn't I drink it? Because it is coming from you. Why should I see whether there is tea or milk or nectar or poison in that? Only because it is coming from you, I will drink it without even looking into it. That kind of faith and love we should have. So Chirharan is a very beautiful pastime, very esoteric, very confidential pastime of Krishna. And we should beg here from the heart, you know. Please steal everything that is bad. Please steal everything that is unnecessary. Please steal everything that is detrimental to our relation with you. Detrimental to our coming close to you. We want to come close to you. We want to serve you. We want to be at a lotus feet. Serve the gopis, serve the cowherd boys, serve the brijvasis. Please you, my Lord. If anything is coming in between, please steal those things away. I may cry when you are stealing those things away. Let me cry, but you please do not hesitate in stealing all these things away. And Krishna will definitely steal all those things if you desire so. If you let him do so, then he will do so. If you are hesitant, then he will not do so. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva prajamyaham. He will act as per our intensity of desire. चीर घाट की जय, श्री यमुना देवी की जय, श्री कृष्ण भगवान की जय हो। मिडिल बटन।